Let's turn over to the 16th chapter of John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 16. And in this chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and he's speaking about the coming of the Comforter. Coming of the Comforter, the Spirit of God. And the 16th chapter of John's Gospel, and verse 13 and verse 14. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. I noticed this verse this week, and I was struck with five things in it. First, we have the advent, or coming, of the Spirit of God. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. And we all know the story of Pentecost. We all know about the upper room prayer meeting. We all know the day came when God poured out his Spirit upon the church, the New Testament church. And what a day that was. The advent of the Spirit. Mr. Spurgeon used to say to his people, we should be emphasizing the fact that the Spirit of God is come. He's here. This is the dispensation of the Spirit of God, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. The proof of that is you yourself, because if he hadn't come, you would have never come to Christ. But you have come to Christ because the Spirit of God is come. Then I want you to notice there is not only his advent, but there is his activity. And what is his activity? He will guide you into all truth. The person that has the Spirit of God will have the guidance of the Spirit of God. He will guide you into all truth. The Spirit of God never drives a man to error. He drives a man to truth. So we have not only his advent, but his activity. But there's something else here. We have his announcement. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. So the Spirit of God, we have his advent, his activity, and his announcement. What is announcement? His announcement is what the Son and the Father has told him to reveal to us. And we can have a message tonight fresh from heaven, because the Spirit of God has been shown certain things, and he'll not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And then, of course, we have his anticipation. He will show you things to come. He's going to show us things that are going to happen. He's going to anticipate the future. It was Campbell Morgan who said that the man who does God's will, that man predates heaven. What did he mean by that? He meant to say that the Spirit of God will show us things to come, and we will be enjoying those things to come on earth. I used to sing a little chorus, "I love Holy Ghost beatings down here, but heaven is better than this." But while that is true, you can have heaven in your soul tonight. And no better place to have heaven in your soul as sitting at the Lord's table. And then look again, and you have the blessed assurance. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. What a blessed assurance. We can sing blessed assurance. Jesus is mine by the Spirit of God. May the Lord send the blessed Spirit of God down upon us now. And as we take the bread and break it, as we take the cup and sip it, may God draw near to us tonight in a special way, and may glory crown the mercy seat in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.